recording of the December 1st, 2021 Governance Committee meeting to convene at 4 p.m. at the Chugach Boardroom.
Fine, we have Harold Hollis and Mark Wiggin. And Director Henderson, we're expecting to call in. I'll allow the secretary to take roll call of staff and others visiting on the phone.
Here in the room, we have Julie Haskett, Matthew
Clarkson.
Tom Schulman.
Tom Schulman.
And then on the line, we have Bernie Smith, Arthur Miller, Sherry Hatters, Harold Hollis, Arden Quezon, and Laurel Foster.
Thank you. I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor of approval of the agenda without amendment, if there are none?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes without dissent. I would hope that everyone had a chance to review the minutes of the September 16th, 2021 minutes. And if so, would entertain a motion to approve.
Move to approve the minutes of September 16th.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of September 16th meeting. Are there any corrections or omissions to those minutes? Hearing none, all in favor of approving the minutes as submitted, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? And without objection, the minutes are approved. Are there any persons to be heard? There are none in the room, and there are none online who have indicated they wish to. That being said, I think the agenda item 5 is supposed to say old business, of which there is none. And agenda item 6 is executive session. I would entertain a motion for agenda item 6.
I move that pursuant to the Alaska Statute 1025-175C4, the Governance Committee go into executive session to discuss personnel matters.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to go into executive session. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are in executive session between 4:25 and 4:30. So you've got 5. To order, we'll go on record at 4:27. Are we on record okay?
You are on record.
All right. Executive session has concluded, and we are on to agenda item 7, new business. Item 7A is appointments to the 2022 Member Advisory Council, commonly called the MAC. Is there a motion?
I move that the Governance Committee recommend the Board of Directors appoints Ashley Johnson, Bernie Smith, Carl Berger, Charles Scantlebury, Christopher Dillon, Esther Cox, Jay Hermanson, Kathy Johnson, Leslie Fritz Krugen III, Louis Lazur, Mitchell Roth, Nathaniel Betts, Patrick Flynn, Ryan Buckle, and Wynn Ald to one-year terms on the Member Advisory Committee. And I apologize if I butchered anyone's name.
Thank you, Director Chastain. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the list of names recited be appointed to one-year terms on the Member Advisory Council. Is there any discussion on the topic? Hearing none, I'll just say that we were very impressed in reviewing these, and the committee asked that we express our appreciation for all of the applications and hope that everyone will continue to be interested and involved in the electric cooperative. That being said, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes without dissent. Because all of the committee members and all of the board members are participating in tonight's meeting and have had the benefit of the executive session discussions, we anticipate that this motion will be put on the consent agenda at the next regularly scheduled board meeting and will be passed along with the consent agenda unless it is pulled for some reason before that. But at this point, that's where we are. Little preview of what's to come. The next three committees, we have asked some people to do double duty because we were so favorably impressed by the applications. So if you're wondering if you got selected or are being requested to serve on an additional committee, please hang around. Agenda item 6B concerns appointments to the 2022 Bylaws Committee. Is there a motion?
I move that the Governance Committee recommend the Board of Directors reappoint Mitchell Powell, Matt Moore, and Mitchell Roth to C terms and Peter Taylor to the A term on the Bylaws Committee.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to appoint the C terms and A term on the Bylaw Committee. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Hearing none, motion passes without dissent. Agenda item number 7C is appointment to the 2022 Elections Committee. Is there a motion?
I move that the Governance Committee recommend the Board of Directors reappoints Don Bundick and appoints Kathy Johnson, Louise Lazur to the C terms, and Nathaniel Betts, Patrick Flynn, and Stan Jones to the B terms on the Election Committee.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any conversation or discussion regarding the appointments to the 2022 Election Committee? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes without dissent. Agenda item 7D is appointments to the 2022 Nominating Committee. Is there a motion?
I move that the Governance Committee recommend the Board of Directors reappoints Patty Bogan, Jessica Koloski, and Steve Strait to the C terms, and Leslie Rydell to the A term on the Nominating Committee.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to appoint the slates of candidates as stated. Is there any conversation or discussion to be had regarding the 2022 Nominating Committee? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion as stated, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Motion passes without dissent. Brings us to the end of new business as scheduled and into agenda item 8, director's comments. I would entertain comments from directors participating on the phone. Harold, I think you were on the longest. Would you have any comment for tonight?
Yes, thank you. I first of all want to say thank you to the committee for all the work in pulling together, reviewing these applications and making the recommendations. And I would also second what you said, Director Kaysen, that lots of good quality individuals that have applied. The applications were tremendous, and I think it's great that we are going to have such a good crew of members on this advisory committee and on the additional committees as well. So thank you to everyone that has applied and everyone that has been recommended for those positions. So great job, all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Director Wiggum.
Good evening. Thank you very much. I would just want to echo the previous comments. I particularly would thank the members of the committee for all the work that was obviously done. And I would also like to thank the community members, the members of our co-op who have stepped up, many of the names of people I know. So thank you to all who have decided to join us and participate. We appreciate your engagement.
Thank you for the comment. Director Henderson, do you have a comment this evening?
Excuse me, I hope you can hear me.
Yes, we can hear you fine.
I really appreciate everybody who has offered to help. And this has been an ongoing effort for years and years. Sometimes it's very difficult to find people who will volunteer their time for such an essential project as caring for our members and our cooperative. I really like that everybody has stepped up. Excuse me. Everybody that made an effort here brought a lot to the table, and I think that Chugach will be rewarded with all the effort of the quality people who are offering to help, and I hope that many more over the next future 100 years continue that practice. So thanks a million, folks. You're essential to this operation.
Thank you, Director Henderson. Director Chastain, would you have any comment this evening?
Sure, but I'm going to be just repeating what everyone else has said. I want to extend my thank you as well. I'm very happy that we were able to start up the MAC. I know it was sort of a fits and starts process to get it up and running, so thank you for those that applied and those that reapplied. Especially after the acquisition, I think it's going to be really great to bring in new members, and I want to thank certainly the volunteers that have served on our committees for many, many years. So I think it's going to be really great input from everyone, from our old members and from our new members. So really, really appreciate the quality and the number of people that are interested in getting involved in the organization. So thank you for that. And I really want to extend my thanks to the committee for doing all the hard work to make sure that people were placed on the appropriate committees and making sure that everyone that wanted to serve has an opportunity to do that. So thank you for getting us organized and making it easy to make these appointments. So thank you.
Thank you. Director Morse.
Yeah. Thank you to the committee for the work. It was really helpful. I feel really great about the decisions that were made and the committee assignments. Thank you to everybody who applied and put yourself out there and stepped forward to say you're interested. I'm so excited that we're launching the MAC, and I really look forward to hearing from the MAC on different ideas and entities, and I can't wait to launch it. And thank you to everyone who serves on our Nominations, Bylaws, and Elections Committee. They're really the backbone of our membership engagement. And so thank you for taking time to participate with us. I couldn't be happier about the level of engagement that we're cultivating. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Director Morris, Director Whitney.
Thanks to the applicants. I'm looking forward to spirited and constructive discussion on all the committees. I'm very excited to see how the MAC committee evolves and how it helps us continue to be a well-working cooperative that serves its members and hears its members' desires and concerns. I want to thank Sam, or Director Kaysen, for his leadership of our committee. And I also want to thank the staff for compiling all the applications and making it easier for us to review. Thank you. That was no small feat. So I really appreciate it.
Here, here.
CEO Lee Thiebert, do you have anything for us tonight, Lee?
Well, I want to congratulate everybody. You know, there's some familiar faces. I look forward to meeting our new members on the MAC committee, and it does take everybody to make this place work. So congratulations to everybody, and I look forward to working with everybody, and good work by the committee. Excellent.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'll go last. I even have a visual aid. This is the information that staff put together for us in a very short time, and it's, you can see those colored tabs, they were in there before I got it. I had to number them, but they were already tabbed, and I can't say how much easier it is to deal with large volumes of information when it's cogently organized and presented in a way that can be digested. So that's a lot of work from people in the community to put in on speculation that they might be selected to make a donation of their time and effort and talent. And it's a great example of how competent our staff is that makes it easier for the board to actually do our meaningful work. So thank you to all who participated. And with that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn this meeting of the Chugach Electric Governance Committee. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.